Technology today has never been smarter. But smart only matters when you put it to good use. Together we can build a smarter future for all of us. Let's put smart to work. Find out how at ibm.com/smart.
With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Amazon's decision to build additional headquarters in New York and Virginia is good news for those regions, but not for its home city of Seattle. We'll explain why in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. Consumers were not stingy with their wallets over the holiday weekend, and that strong holiday shopping gave investors some seasonal cheer. Retail stocks like Amazon, along with Target, Macy's, and Kohl's, popped on Monday after taking a beating in recent weeks. And it might be worth keeping an eye on retail stocks. The National Retail Federation expects online and in-store sales in November and December to increase as much as 4.8% to $720 billion, compared with the same period in 2017. And Bitcoin continued its precipitous drop on Monday, closing down 6% to near $3,800. That continues a profound slide, and it bucks a modest rebound happening meanwhile in stocks and oil. The digital currency has now fallen by about 80% since peaking near $20,000 late last year.
This podcast is brought to you by Harvard Business School Executive Education. Is your family office positioned for growth and success? Gain best practices in family wealth management at the new program, Building a Legacy, Family Office Wealth Management. Learn more at hbs.me/legacy.
For every yin, there's a yang. Amazon's announcement that it will build new headquarters in New York and Virginia is mostly seen as good news in those regions, but in Seattle, the decision means a cloudy future for the city's housing market. And Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Casisto is here to explain why. So, Laura, Seattle's housing market was already facing troubling times even before the search for a second Amazon headquarters began.
Yeah, or I would say certainly even before the announcement of the headquarters, there was already kind of a looming sense of anxiety in the city. Prices have gone up dramatically. There's been a lot of new rental supply built, and there was just sort of a sense that, you know, the party was kind of over. There, you were seeing more price cuts, fewer bidding wars. You were seeing homes sit on the market longer. And so Amazon's announcement just, I think, solidifies in people's minds that Seattle isn't going to be sort of an outlier as much going forward.
And prices had come down in Seattle?
Prices had come down month over month, but I would say generally just price growth has slowed a lot. Seattle had the fastest home price growth in the country for 2 years running, and now it's kind of falling further back in the ranks.
And the fear is that a sizable number of Amazon workers living in Seattle will pick up and leave for one of those new headquarters sites.
That is less of a fear than it would have been had they gone to, say, Dallas or Nashville, places where people could go and get a mansion for the price of a sort of small Tudor in Seattle. But there can definitely be people, especially people who are originally from the Northeast who relocated to Seattle for work, who are going to look at this and say, ah, New York is like a pretty cool place. Crystal City is, you know, what it is, maybe decide it's time to head back home.
Yeah, and to live in those two cities, I mean, it's kind of on par with Seattle. It's not exactly you're getting a discount plan if you were to travel across the country to those places.
Yeah, I mean, there would have been a time where Seattle would have even been more affordable than those places, but prices have gone up so much in Seattle, they're probably close to on par. So that is less of a threat for sure. But there's also just sort of the threat that the focus, Amazon's focus, kind of gets diverted. These are going to be the kind of new kids on the block, and Seattle might just be get a little less of its attention.
People you spoke with for your story said that while some Seattle residents may look to move away, it's rising interest rates and higher prices that are the real thorns in the Seattle housing market.
Yeah, and that's really the story across the country. Seattle isn't the only market that's slowing. Dallas is slowing. Denver is slowing. New York is slowing. Most of these really hot markets that recovered really strongly, they're all slowing. And that's just because we've seen prices rise much faster than incomes over the last 5 years. And some of that was being juiced by low mortgage rates. But now that we're seeing mortgage rates start to climb, kind of an end of ultra-low mortgage rates, we're just not going to see those markets being able to grow like crazy anymore.
But if there is a real impact on Seattle's housing market, it could be more pronounced in the apartment market.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of these are young urban dwellers. We're already seeing the apartment market in Seattle slow down a lot. We're already seeing landlords offer, you know, 2 months of free rent, 6 months of free parking, $2,500 Amazon gift cards.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It's a great time to be a renter, and it's probably going to be an even better time because you're just not going to see as many of those young professionals flooding the city.
That's like the red carpet coming out for those people.
Which is such a change. Remember, you know, 3 years ago I was sitting in this chair talking about how hard it was to be a renter, and now it's like it's a great time to be a renter.
All right. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Casisto here with us. Laura, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, of course.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.